Which way is down? Anybody tell me? They told him. Okay, that's true. But that direction is toward the outside. The ship is spinning, and that's what makes it feel like that is down. The floor actually curves around in that direction. Keep going long enough that way, and you come back to where you started. Except don't try it, because up that way is teacher's quarters, and up that way is the bigger kids. And the bigger kids don't like Launchy's button in. You might get pushed around. In fact, you will get pushed around. And when you do, don't come crying to me. Got it? This is battle school, not nursery school. What are we supposed to do then? Asked the boy, a really small black kid who had a top bunk near Ender's. If you don't like getting pushed around, figure out for yourself what to do about it. But I warn you, murder is strictly against the rules. So is any deliberate injury. I understand there was one attempted murder on the way up here, a broken arm. That kind of thing happens again, somebody ices out. You got it? What's icing out? Asked the boy with his arm puffed up in a splint. Ice. Put out in the cold. Sent earthside. Finished at battle school. Nobody looked at Ender. So, boys, if any of you are thinking of being troublemakers, at least be clever about it, okay? Dap left. They still didn't look at Ender. Ender felt the fear grow in his belly. The kid whose arm he broke, Ender didn't feel sorry for him. He was a Stilson, and like Stilson, he was already gathering a gang, a little knot of kids, several of the bigger ones. They were laughing at the far end of the room, and every now and then one of them would turn to look at Ender. With all his heart, Ender wanted to go home. What did any of this have to do with saving the world? There was no monitor now. It was Ender against the gang again, only they were right in his room. Peter again, but without Valentine. The fear stayed all through dinner as no one sat beside him in the mess hall. The other boys were talking about things, the big scoreboard on one wall, the food, the bigger kids. Ender could only watch in isolation. The scoreboards were team standings, win-loss records with the most recent scores. Some of the bigger boys apparently had bets on the most recent games. Two teams, Manticore and Asp, had no recent score. These boxes were flashing. Ender decided they must be playing right now. He noticed that the older boys were divided into groups, according to the uniforms they wore. Some with different uniforms were talking together, but generally the groups each had their own area. Launchies, their own group, and the two or three next older groups all had plain blue uniforms. But the big kids, the ones that were on teams, they were wearing much more flamboyant clothing. Ender tried to guess which ones went with which name. Scorpion and Spider were easy, so were Flame and Tide. A bigger boy came to sit by him. Not just a little bigger. He looked to be 12 or 13, getting his man's growth started. Hi, he said. Hi, Ender said. I'm Mick. Ender. That's a name. Since I was little, it's what my sister called me. Not a bad name here. Ender, Finisher. Eh? Hope so. Ender, you the bugger in your launch? Ender shrugged. I noticed you eating all alone. Every launch has one like that, kid that nobody takes to right away. Sometimes I think the teachers do it on purpose. The teachers aren't very nice, you'll notice that. Yeah. So you the bugger?
I guess so.
Hey, nothing to cry about, you know? He gave Ender his roll and took Ender's pudding. Eat nutritious stuff, it'll keep you strong. Mick dug into the pudding. What about you? Asked Ender.
Me? I'm nothing. I'm a fart in the air conditioning. I'm always there, but most of the time nobody knows it.
Ender smiled tentatively. Yeah, funny, but no joke. I got nowhere here. I'm getting big now. They're going to send me to my next school pretty soon. No way it'll be tactical school for me. I've never been a leader, you see. Only the guys who get to be leaders have a shot at it.
How do you get to be a leader?
Hey, if I knew you think I'd be like this, how many guys my size do you see here?
Not many. Ender didn't say it.
A few. I'm not the only half-iced bugger fodder. Few of us. The other guys, they're all commanders. All the guys from my launch have their own teams now, not me. Ender nodded. Listen, little guy, I'm doing you a favor. Make friends, be a leader, kiss butts if you got to, but if the other guys despise you, well, you know what I mean.
Ender nodded again.
Nah, you don't know nothing. You launchies are all alike. You don't know nothing. Mine's like space, nothing there. And if anything hits you, you fall apart. Look, when you end up like me,
Don't forget that somebody warned you. It's the last nice thing anybody's going to do for you.
So why did you tell me? Asked Ender.
What are you, smart mouth? Shut up and eat.
Ender shut up and ate.
He didn't like Mick, and he knew there was no chance he would end up like that.
Maybe that was what the teachers were planning, but Ender didn't intend to fit in with their plans.
I will not be the bugger of my group, Ender thought. I didn't leave Valentine and mother and father to come here just to be iced.
As he lifted his fork to his mouth, he could feel his family around him, as they always had been. He knew just which way to turn his head to look up and see mother, trying to get Valentine not to slurp. He knew just where father would be, scanning the news on the table while pretending to be part of the dinner conversation. Peter pretending to take a crushed pea out of his nose. Even Peter could be funny. It was a mistake to think of them. He felt a sob rise in his throat and swallowed it down. He could not see his plate. He could not cry. There was no chance that he would be treated with compassion. Dap was not mother. Any sign of weakness would tell the Stilsons and Peters that this boy could be broken. Ender did what he always did when Peter tormented him. He began to count doubles. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and on, as high as he could hold the numbers in his head. 128, 256, 512, 1024, 2048, 4096, 8192, 16384, 32768, 65538, 65536, 131078, 262144. At 67108864, he began to be unsure. Had he slipped out a digit? Should he be in the 10 millions or the 100 millions or just the millions? He tried doubling again and lost it. 13, 42, something, 16, or 17, 7, 38. It was gone. Start over again. All the doubling he could hold. The pain was gone. The tears were gone. He would not cry. Until that night, when the lights were dim, and in the distance he could hear several boys whimpering for their mothers or fathers or dogs. Then he could not help himself. His lips formed Valentine's name. He could hear her voice laughing in the distance just down the hall. He could see mother passing his door, looking in to be sure he was all right. He could hear father laughing at the video. It was all so clear, and it would never be that way again. I'll be old when I ever see them again. 12 at the earliest. Why did I say yes? What was I such a fool for? Going to school would have been nothing, facing Stilson every day. And Peter, he was a pissant. Ender wasn't afraid of him. I want to go home, he whispered. But his whisper was the whisper he used when he cried out in pain when Peter tormented him. The sound didn't travel farther than his own ears, and sometimes not that far. And his tears could fall unwanted on his sheet, but his sobs were so gentle that they did not shake the bed. So quiet they could not be heard. But the ache was there, thick in his throat and the front of his face, hot in his chest and in his eyes. I want to go home. Dap came to the door that night and moved quietly among the beds, touching a hand here, a forehead there. Where he went, there was more crying, not less. The touch of kindness in this frightening place was enough to push some over the edge into tears. Not Ender, though. When Dap came, his crying was over, and his face was dry. It was the lying face he presented to mother and father when Peter had been cruel to him, and he dared not let it show. Thank you for this, Peter, for dry eyes and silent weeping. You taught me how to hide anything I felt. More than ever, I need that now.